Hey, this is Sam.
I'm Cammy.
I'm Amaya.
And I'm Cleo.
Hey, Sam, can you tell me what you're wearing today?
Today, I'm wearing a gray Nike jacket, a purple t-shirt from Target, Nike leggings, and Vans.
Do you know where all that came from before you got it from the store?
No, I don't.
Well, let's find out about that in the world of fast fashion.
The definition of fast fashion is inexpensive clothing produced rapidly by mass market retailers in response to the latest trends.
Some fast fashion companies are Zara, H&M, Forever 21, and Nike, and pretty much just any store you shop at. Let's hear from Miss Worth, the fashion teacher at BERT, and see what she has to say.
Fashion is basically a new industry that has boomed over the past couple years that promotes cheap clothing that follows trends that go quickly in and out of style. And it's basically like throwaway clothing. You wear it a couple times, you wear it out and you throw it away, or the styles go out of trend and then you donate it.
Okay. Thanks, Miss Worth. So these companies are bad, but what can we do to help?
We interviewed Mr. Razor to get his perspective on what we can do with our clothes.
Okay, where do you send your clothes that you don't wear anymore?
Well, there's two things. Stuff that is okay to keep wearing, like just stuff that I just don't wear anymore, I send that to Goodwill. And then stuff that is torn or ripped, there's the Douglas County, or the Waste Management Group, who does a trash collective service. They have the various different recycling centers around Omaha, and they have bins where you can dump off clothing so it doesn't end up in the landfill.
Okay. How can we as consumers stop fast fashion?
Research companies. I mean, it's the same thing like you do with food. Having a background on what it is that you're actually eating, have a background on what it is you're actually consuming. Anytime that you can research a company to see what their ethical standards are in terms of their resources, but then also in terms of their production, just doing that, because when it comes to consumerism, you vote by purchasing, and so if you refuse to purchase those things, then you see a change in how the industry ultimately runs.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Let's go talk to Ms. Osborne and see what she has to say on what consumers can do to help stop fast fashion.
How do you think we as consumers can stop the fast fashion industry?
Well, I think, you know, not buying from those companies gives them a reason to stop producing so much. I also think that consumers can drive behavior in terms of encouraging big businesses to promote sustainable practices and being more ethical in the way that they do produce clothing can be a major like reason why people do prefer those brands. I also think that in this country especially, like being on trend is so important to a lot of people that it's kind of like moving towards, like, hang on, I lost my train of thought. I'm on lunch duty right now. I think that there is a movement that's like countering it by kind of, oh, look at how little I have. Like, how cool is that? Like, that is so amazing. I have 3 shirts, but I still look amazing. And so hopefully we can keep moving things in that direction, because it's better for the environment. It's better for just the use of natural resources and really just like breaking free of this toxic mindset that we're all kind of trapped in our society.
Buying from the fast fashion industry.
So Sam, coming back to you, what will you do once your clothes fall apart?
Well, now that I've learned more about what fast fashion is and what it does, and we've interviewed people, I now know that when my clothes fall apart, I should either mend them or go to secondhand stores like Goodwill and just get new clothes so I can stop.
So this time on Fashion for Dummies, we discussed fast fashion effects on consumers. Join us next time to discuss fast fashion's effects on cotton farmers. Thank you for listening to Fashion for Dummies, and see you next time.